Radio St. Pete, this is Alexis Baum, and I'm your host of the show AB Sees You, the show that sees people for who they are, where they are, and shines a little audio spotlight on their unique stories. And in this moment on the Artist Enclave studio tour of historic Kenwood, I came back around after 2 days of touring to the place where I started with Florida Folk Show at the Craftsman House Gallery, but today, AB, as a final stop of broadcasting today, AB is going to see who. Who am I seeing on this tour?
My name is David Hamill.
David Hamill. And David Hamill has a big piece of clay in his hand because tell us about what you're doing with that clay.
Well, I'm taking a block of clay, turning it into a ball of clay. You can hear me smacking it into a shape. I'm going to make it into a ball of clay. I'm going to put it on this potter's wheel, and I'm going to center it and throw it and make a mug.
Okay, a mug, all right. Not a mug like your face or mine, because we're on radio, we can't see our mugs, but like a drinking mug, I guess, right? One of the cool things about the studio tour that I love is that we can see demos of people working at the same time as we kind of look at the art itself. So tell us what you're doing while you're doing it, because we can't see.
Well, you can't see, but if you can imagine a spinning wheel, a plate that spins in a circle, and a piece of clay on top of it, I take that, and I spin it, and I take both my hands and squeeze it together and form a cone, an upside down cone shape, and then I will start throwing it into a bowl or a mug, per se, by putting a hole in it and opening it up.
You can probably hear that. I'm putting the phone close to the sound of the buzzing wheel.
Look these up on YouTube.
I know, but it's way more exciting live with us giving some commentary over it.
There you go.
And how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing pottery for about 30 years now.
Oh, just 30, you know.
Yeah, about 30, yeah.
A few decades or so.
Not sure. I do sculpture and I do pottery. I weld. I do
you do lots of stuff, huh?
I do a lot of stuff. I do a lot of what I call earth art, a lot of recycled art, metal, stone, wood, clay. Mm-hmm.
All right. Do you teach it as well?
I do. I have been a contract teacher for the state for about the last 25, 30 years. I teach kids with disabilities, physical, juvenile, emotional kids, lockup kids, kids who don't get a lot of opportunities to get into the art, housing communities, at-risk teens. And lately, I've expanded into art therapy with the elderly.
Oh, wow. Okay. And what do you, from your experience of doing this with people, how do you see it change them or, like, benefit them in some way?
Well, with the young kids, a lot of them have never made anything ever before. And with pottery, there's many techniques that you can be successful right away. So when they see a success right away, that's encouraging to them. They want to do more. They see something that they can do with their hands. Everybody thinks art's fine art and painting and stuff. And there's a lot of art. And pottery, almost, you are literally designed to make art, your hands work. Clay, I should say, pottery. So with the young kids, it's encouragement. They get success right away. A functional product that they, you know, can have. Many people, so as many people you visit them, they don't have their art as a kid, but a lot of them have that piece of clay they made when they were a kid.
That's so true.
And it's the thing they have, and it's the thing they remember. So when I teach the older people, it brings back memories, which is important for them. So the kids, it gives them a memory. And as the older people, it retrieves a memory.
Well, so I have to say, David, you're creating a memory for me right now, right here, with this potter's wheel and these stories. Yeah. So thank you so much for what you do how you bring art and sculpture and creativity and memories to people of all ages.
Thanks
so much.
Thanks
it's
for having
great
me.
To meet you.